Australia was shook with the news of the sad passing of Shane Warne over the weekend. And Crash Craddock is one of Australia's foremost authorities on sport and had the fortune of knowing Shane for many, many years. And I watched an interview with them over the weekend, as we all did watch a lot of stuff, you know, on Shane. But there was one particular question that Crash Craddock asked Shane Warne that really shook me to my core. Have a listen.
It's like I'm looking at myself. It's not me. It's like there's two different people. There's the cricketer and then there's me, the person. You're like a performer. You're an entertainer. You go out in the field and suddenly you change into someone else.
Yeah, so it's interesting to see that Shane himself felt like he had two different personalities. Crash joins us this morning. Good morning, Crash.
Morning, Jade and Bilko. Yes, it's a very, very sad day. But that's a nice clip that you've taken there, Jade. There was two Shane Warnes in terms of he could hang his problems on the dressing room fence, on the boundary fence, and then just come on the field and be insulated from whatever was happening off the field. It's a rare skill. It's what set him apart. Most people can't do that. He could.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. I've been sort of blasted on the weekend by, I've been aware of all his antics and all the headlines, but seeing all the interviews that have come up over the weekend, and even the one that you know, you've done yourself, is that you find out that Shane was human. He was a dad. He was very proud of being a dad, and being a great cricketer was very secondary to him.
Yeah, it was. Look, and he was brave enough to be himself, you know, in everything. When he was a young guy, he had specialised food tastes and he hated mushrooms and wouldn't touch them, and he'd have team dinners where he'd have to order in a pizza because they were having Chinese and he didn't like it. But he was bold enough to... He was also a good guy to run into in the corridor because he was so human. Like, he'd say, oh, what about that terrible restaurant last night? Or what about what so-and-so's saying? You know, Scott Morrison or... You know, he was just a very regular sort of guy. Part elite sporting Hollywood superstar, part real working-class man. And they were an interesting mix.
Crash, watching all of the stuff with Shane over the weekend, would you say that he was a confident man or that he had some self-doubt? Because he kind of looked like he flipped between the two.
Yes, yeah, he did, Jade. That's a very good observation. Essentially, with a cricket ball in his hands, he was king of the world. Give me the ball, give me the ball. In pressure situations, he loved it. He ran towards the furnace when the furnace was blazing at its hottest. And that's significant because a lot of people don't want the ball when the game's on the line. He always did. But, I have to say this, he always needed reassurance at times, you know.
Right.
He did have self-doubt. So I remember he used to ring the press box midway through a game when he was captain at the MCG in 50-over games, and Australia fielded first and would come into the room at lunch, and he'd ring up Mike Horan from the Herald Sun and say, what's the feedback like on my captaincy in the field? What are people saying? So I've never heard of another captain doing that. It just shows he did need reassurance, but put a ball in his hand, he was the king.
And tough too, I believe, that when he was when he had his shoulder surgery, the surgeon said that they could not believe anybody could play in that amount of pain because his shoulder was basically literally hanging by a thread.
Yeah, it was, Jade. And look, I've gone back through his book in the last couple of days, and, you know, like he had finger surgery, he had elbow problems, his shoulder was hanging off. And this point I'm about to make can't be overstated.
Right.
Wrist spin is a very, people say, oh, it's just a soft, subtle art. It's the unnatural twirling of the body.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're uncoiling, you're bowling, you're bending your wrist, you're bending your shoulder, you're bending your hip, knees, everything can go from wrist spin. Even though people say, oh, no, fast bowlers, mate, they're the ones that cop it. But at least they bowl in a straight line and with everything aligned. So he had enormous pain. And that was, to me, his single most underrated feature, was his toughness. His mum was of German extraction, and I'd always felt that he could have been, you know, like those German soccer stars, which are, they're cut from cement. And Warnie was very tough, I tell you.
Well, he put up with that, a lot of that criticism too about his antics off the field, which certainly don't define him. I mean, the thing that I love about him is the fact that great love for his kids, and his kids loved him. I mean, being a great dad is probably the best mark he's ever going to leave.
Yeah, he was. Look, he had regret. He made life at times difficult for his children through you know, his extramarital deeds, but he got married to Simone very young, young, when he was just in the first flush of fame. And, you know, I think, you know, he looks back and realises that he was probably too young to get married. And I often, one thing I felt in the last few years of his life, I don't know that he ever found true happiness, I have to say it. And that's a big statement, isn't it?
Yeah.
But he went out to dinner with a friend of mine and a few years ago, and he said to him, he said, "I'm still searching a bit." You know, he said, "Financially, I'm fine. The kids love me. I love the kids." But he was still a single sort of guy, and he hadn't found... Sometimes the happiest guy in the world is the guy that just goes home to his wife and children, watches the footy on a Friday, and so content. Whereas Warnie might be playing golf with Tiger Woods or something, you know, and that's very stimulating, and we all get it. But there's a lot of your life you spend by yourself. And I sometimes felt he just wondered whether he found that very, very happy place.
Just before we let you go, Crash, I know you're in an interesting position where you were both a journalist and a friend of his. Did you always get on?
No, not at all. And I'm not going to put myself up as being incredibly close to Shane, because I wasn't. There was plenty of journalists closer to him than me. But we did tour together for a couple of decades, and I knew him well, you know. And, we would have fights over just little things like... just reporting of incidents involving him, and you never know. It was always very difficult to know what Warnie was going to be upset about.
Yeah.
The media men always said that they could see a story on the back page bagging him or something like that, and they think Warnie's going to go off here, and he didn't.
Right.
And yet there'd be two paragraphs hidden away in a gossip column about him, which would set him off and say, "How can they write that? You know, what that?" So you never quite knew. He was quite volatile. But he was always himself. He was a man brave enough to be himself.
Yeah.
And that's why I liked him very much.
And Crash, on that note, well, thank you for joining us this morning. And it seems only fitting that we play a question that you yourself asked Shane Warne that touched both Bilko and I here in the studio. Thanks for your time this morning.
Here's the question.
And as you look back, Warnie, what's your favourite memory? Is there one that stands out, just that one golden moment?
I was very lucky to have a lot of those, Crash, with the team, you know, winning World Cups, winning Ashes series, MCG in front of 90,000, taking your 700th. I've been lucky, Crash. You know, I played in an era of Australian cricket that was, you know, as good as any era of Australian cricket, really. I'm very thankful for my life. I love being a parent. I've got three amazing children. I'm happy. I love being involved with some of my stuff that I'm doing. But, you know, I love my children more than anything else.
And that says it all.